Proclamation number 7979 of 30th of August, 1961. Notice of the time of tribulation. Power of the word. A time will come when you'll understand why I take such unusual care of you that I speak to you directly, even though your spiritual state has not yet reached the maturity which could justify a direct address. You will experience unusual adversity, my adversary will press you unusually, and you will have to accept unusual strength in order to be able to withstand. And you will be able to draw this strength from my word. And then the visible influx of my strength will be a strengthening for you, because your faith will also become ever more alive when you experience the evidence of my presence through my word. Time is pressing, and therefore you will also be able to notice an increasing adversity caused by strokes of fate and disasters of all kinds, and people will desperately ask themselves where all this is supposed to lead. And then you, who hear me myself, will be able to convey my word to them, and it will also be accepted by those who have not yet completely fallen prey to my adversary. And then you will know why I address you in such an unusual way, for then you will recognize the truth of all this, and you will also recognize my love for you humans who will only stay on earth for a short time and shall pass that test. The world still stands between you and me, your eyes are still turned towards the world, and it is difficult for you to change and turn towards me. But you will very soon be able to recognize the worthlessness and impermanence of this world, you will very soon be startled out of your rest and suddenly stand before an approaching disaster. And you will look for a way out, and blessed is he who finds the way out in me myself, blessed is he who turns to me, entrusts himself to me, and now no longer walks alone. For he will be guided through, often in the most wonderful way, because there is only one who can help in every situation in life, and because this one only needs to be called upon in order to also be able to prove himself in a helping way. And this will be his greatest gain, that he has found me myself, for then nothing will need to frighten him anymore, he will know that he is safe in my fatherly arms. And these will also spread to all who turn their thoughts to me in every adversity. Once you have recognized that your Father addresses you, you will also press towards the Father, and only my word can grant you this realization. My word alone will strengthen your faith in a God and Creator who wants to be your Father and to whom you only need to give your love in order to be eternally saved. For your earthly life will pass, but for the sake of earthly existence alone you did not enter embodiment as a human being. Your soul shall only pass through and prove itself before it enters the kingdom which is its true home. And if you know this, you will also strive to enter this home in the highest degree of maturity. And therefore I address you again and again, because the time is coming to an end which is set for the earth and all its creations. Time is hastening, and you must make increased efforts in order to still complete yourselves. But you can also do this, for my gift of grace, my word from above, is such an unusual aid, it is such an unusual effect of strength, that you can perfect yourselves in a short time if only you let its strength flow into your heart. If you read my word attentively and now also live accordingly. If only you make an effort to fulfill my will, if you believe in me and give me your love. Then you truly need not fear an end, no matter when it may come. For then you will give yourselves to me, and truly, my love and might will protect you, and you need not fear death, for you will live forever, as I have promised you. Amen.